most attractive woman that I saw in Las Vegas still had a double chin. We're walking through the main streets of degeneracy and there's literally like women in costumes with ass out. Like I'm talking full on ass out. The worst thing genuinely was there was these women out dressed fully degenerately and they were going up to fucking children and families. Imagine, okay, we're walking through the packed streets. There's women with booty out right now and families, parents, children's husbands walking past them. And it was like this weird awkward thing where every family that was going past had like this, you know, average or below average looking man, father, husband. And we could see in his eyes looking at these women and like almost fantasizing about them. It's like the destruction of a family right in front of you by putting like some, I don't know, like a woman who's not far from being like, what word would you use to describe her? Putting her in front of a family man and then seeing his eyes like kind of deviate. He's gonna go home and fucking masturbate today. The whole place was just weirdly degenerate. I understand business. I understand these casinos or whatever it is are most likely going to get more money when they send these women out. Literally, some of these women, by the way, weren't wearing tops. Like they had like titties out, but with like a little star or sticker or something that they put over their nipples. And they're going up and taking pictures with little fucking kids. One of the lessons that I learned from this trip was that there's a lot of fucking dirty entrepreneurs who are not purposeful. They aren't, you know, making money through having some kind of positive impact on the world. They're only optimizing just for money, just for money, just for money. And I won't even sugarcoat things. You know, I went to the school games, the events, and there was like two guys there who were like some kind of like OnlyFans agency shit. And obviously, like, I just thought straight away, it's like such a degenerate business model. But what was interesting, if I may be insulting to their character and even to their appearance, is like out of everyone in this like professional business event, the scruffiest looking guys who looked like they had no soul were the ones who had the most degenerate business model where they, I don't know, they get like girls to do like OnlyFans or some shit. It's very interesting. And like there's people who will optimize their business for degeneracy just to try and get some sales. And that's like entrepreneurship 1.0. Do whatever it takes to make money. Entrepreneurship 2.0 is making money through a purpose, which is what I'm doing. My money has come from me sharing my advice to young men. And then also I have a school where young men come on and you can like hop on calls with guys who will help you to improve your testosterone. They'll help you in relationships. They'll help you become like a harder working, more productive man. That's like a purposeful entrepreneurship where I make a fuck ton of money, but I do it by actually helping people. And so I was walking around this degenerate state. I was just seeing that there was just so many dirty entrepreneurs, dirty business models. There's a casino everywhere. Like me and my friend were just laughing that everywhere you turn, you just end up inside of a casino. It's like every part of the buildings and the structure is basically just like a top of funnel that takes you to a casino. We were making jokes that like once we got to the elevator, I pressed the button and I said, oh yeah, once the elevator doors open, it's just going to be a fucking casino in there as well. The whole place was like dirty, but not in the sense of litter. Like there wasn't much litter on the floor, which I was kind of surprised by, but it just had like a weird dirty vibe where it was clean, but it was dirty. I felt like I needed to wash my hands and my face once we come back in, even though I didn't really touch anything. So it was like physically dirty, but it also felt very spiritually dirty, kind of like how Dubai feels as well. Along with that, there was full-on crackheads on every single street, like full-on guys on spice. So in the UK, we have this drug, which is called spice, and a lot of people in like cities, like crackheads will be taking it, where they're just zoned out. They'll be stood up like this, like just stood up in the middle of a street, not moving, just like fucked up like this. And in Vegas, I saw a lot of that. But what was strange about this was that they were in really like weirdly polished environments. So I remember there was one particular crackhead who was just stood there right outside of like a Fendi shop, like, you know, like those fancy shops like Gucci or, you know, whatever brand it is. There was a bunch of crackheads like just stood outside. There was like, I don't know, piss or some shit all around it. And then there's like a shop, which is like a $1 billion brand right there. It's like this weird dystopian reality where you see like the most expensive, luxurious brands next to people who have nothing to lose. There was a lot of like questionable looking guys, groups of guys who were smoking weed, looking like the kind of people who you wouldn't want to walk past with your family, crackheads and everything. One of the lessons that I said to my friend was that in cities like this, where, you know, there's questionable looking people there, it makes you want to not hold eye contact with anyone. It makes you want to treat like this crowd of people like that, like just a crowd rather than individual human beings that you could connect with. One of the hardest parts of living in a city, in my opinion, is that a lot of people just don't really hold eye contact and treat you like a human being. And so you walk through the city and it can be days before someone even smiles at you. And it's a very like soulless experience when you don't live in a city, when you live in like some rural environment or the countryside. If you walk past anyone, you always look at them. It would be so strange in the countryside to walk past someone and to not look at them. But in cities, because there's such a high volume of people, and then also because there's a high volume of questionable characters, you often won't want to actually make eye contact with anyone because some motherfucker will try and sell you something, right? So it's so weird because I'd love to do that. But if in a place like Vegas, there's so many random people trying to sell you shit. And my friend who had been there before, he's a lot more street smart than me. And he was like, don't look at anyone and don't take anything from them. People like these dickhead little fucking scammers walk up to you, like dressed as like fucking monks or some shit. And they'll like hand you something and expect you to pay for it. These guys walking around, little fucking degens walking around with their fucking mixtape. Like it's a meme. They'll hand you their mixtape and then expect you to fucking pay for it. Like imagine they don't say, do you want to buy this? They'll walk up to you and stick their hand out because they know that it's the human impulse to kind of take if someone is trying to give you something. And the moment you grab it, they'll be a bit more aggressive trying to charge you, which is such like, again, it's like dirty entrepreneurship. If you've got a good fucking product, you don't need to like fucking send someone inside and then try and charge them for it. You just have it up for sale. But it brings like the fucking dirtiest, disgusting scumbag entrepreneurs dressed up as like Buddhist monks where they're all fucking lying and scamming. It had like, I don't know, just fucking brown people walking around like pretending to be like some kind of religion. But it's like, it's obviously not like religious people don't do this. Religious people are very respectable and kind and generous. It's so fucking strange. There was like people dressed up as monks, but you could tell they weren't. But they'd go up and like pass you a bead, like a little bracelet, and then it harass you to try and pay for it. And obviously like when that happens, you get used to this energy of like not looking at people, waving people across. Imagine trying to make a friend in a city like this. You know, imagine trying to like cold approach a girl because you think that you and her might get along. Everyone's already got their defenses up. And so it's a very like dehumanizing place where you don't actually want to treat anyone else like a human being, but rather someone who's trying to pitch you something. We're walking through like one of these main high streets and there's weed smell everywhere. Like every 1 minute, there's another person just smoking weed right there on the street, which could be fine. But there's little kids and families walking past, and it was always just these degenerate looking like dirty guys just sat there like watching people walk past, like fucked up out of their mind. The amount of people I saw who were just monged out, and the interesting thing was not just crackheads, right? Not just homeless guys, but like guys I could tell actually had like homes and families. They were just fucked up on the street. They were like so high, being loud, drinking and stuff, or smoking weed with little girls, like little families walking past them. And I just felt like that's so degen. Like, I won't lie to you, like, I've done drugs in my life, but I've always had that kind of respect where, like, I didn't want to be on the street doing that. Like, if you're gonna do anything which is a bit degenerate, and you do it in your own home and no one sees it, you know what? Like, I can barely judge you, but in places like this, it just felt like the degeneracy is not hidden away in the home. It's just out there. There's women half naked. There's guys smoking weed. There's people trying to sell you shit all the time. Like this weird, like dystopian, hyper-capitalistic commercial environment. It was so strange to be in. Me and my friend were walking past, and quite frankly, we were even wondering, like, why the fuck are we even here? And I was saying, you know, we're here for the school event with Alex Somozzi. I was even wondering, maybe I've not watched his videos where he's explained. I was like, why is Alex Somozzi here? Why are like amazing businessmen here? There must be like some kind of business opportunity. But it just seemed like such a degen, like scruffy place. So the weed smell was awful as well. Like now, I smoked weed in like 2020, 2029, right? I smoked every day, so I was like a stoner. But the smell of weed here was different. It was like American weed, which has like fucking Red 40 and glucose syrup inside of it. Like it just smelled so much more degenerate. In UK, it's like the weed we have. I'm not gonna lie, it actually kind of smells nice. It smells like almost like a beautiful aroma of like flower, you know, like bud. Here, it's like, it literally smelled like what you'd imagine like glucose syrup flavored weed smells like. So coming into this trip, I already had that narrative that, you know, the West is falling and I'm not gonna like this, and it kind of, at least for me, proved it right. But I had the kind of intellect to know that I shouldn't judge an entire fucking continent based on like a hyper degenerate city, or I don't even know, is Vegas a state or a city, whatever it is. Las Vegas is a state. That's my declaration. I wonder if I'm right or wrong. Someone's going to think I'm retarded. Oh well. I had the intellect to think, you know what? I can't judge the entire of America and the people here based on this, because I know for a fact that there is amazing, like beautiful parts of the US that I didn't see on this trip. Right now I'm in Austin in Texas. And I knew for a fact that like, I was speaking to a few of the kids, which I'll talk about soon, but like I was speaking to a few kids and they were telling me that they're from Ohio and Oregon, and those places are so much nicer and full of nature. There's a a girl that I actually watch on YouTube. You probably don't watch her. You've probably not seen her before. Her name's Natalie Lin. And she makes like these like really beautiful, like high quality films where she just kind of shows her life. And she's like a young girl who's like traveling around in America. And like the place that she's in it, I think it's Oregon. It's like, it looks lovely. It looks like amazing wildlife and happy, friendly people who are like going on adventures. It would have been so easy for me to come here and get a video that performs twice as much if I told you, yeah, the West is falling. It's all degenerate. But I'm not stupid enough for that. Truly, you go to a certain giga city like Vegas or Miami, and yeah, of course it's degenerate, but anyone who tells you the West is falling and then they live in fucking Dubai, they're brain dead as fuck, because Dubai is falling. Dubai is Western as fuck. Dubai is degenerate, right? So it's like, you've got to like take it with a grain of salt here, that this was a really hyper degenerate place. But I know for a fact that if I stayed in the US and I went to like somewhere a bit more low key and natural, that I would have met amazing people, and that it would have been just so beautiful and vast and full of like amazing countryside and nature and everything. I just didn't really get to see that in this trip. I'm just here for one more day. I'm gonna go see Chris Williamson. He lives around here, do a podcast with him, and then I fly out. So I've only really seen like Vegas and Austin. Austin seems a little bit more wholesome. I've not been outside just yet. We only landed last night. One of the last messages I wanted to give was that it's very easy to judge a place and generalize to the whole fucking continent and say, yeah, you know, America's falling, guys. But I know for a fact there's people who live in US who would say like, yeah, sure, like Miami and Vegas are degenerate. Where you may live might be so much nicer and more wholesome. It's kind of like in the UK, we have a few cities which are fucking disgusting. I think one of the most disgusting cities in UK is Bristol, and another one is Manchester as well. I remember with my ex, we were driving once on kind of like a road trip, and we stopped inside of Manchester first. It was Sunday morning and it was about 8 a.m. We drive into a particular part of Manchester, which it was a northern quarter, it was a different part, but basically I used to party there a few years ago, right? And I kind of recognized that we were going into this bit, and I thought of what would happen once we drive into this particular street where there's clubs, like nightclubs either side. It's 8 a.m. on a Sunday, by the way, 8 a.m. We drive into this street next to these nightclubs, and there's people still outside from the Saturday night partying, and they just look like demons of the night. Bear in mind, it's like, it's fucking like daylight hours now, and there's these horrible looking like creatures of the night who are dressed like slutty as fuck, you know, like just like fat women in revealing clothes, degenerate guys hanging out with them trying to get like a late night, early morning climax and stuff. And they were just outside, and it was weird because I swear like they all kind of like looked towards us in the car, and it was almost out of like an apocalyptic movie where I almost wanted to like fucking turn the car around. Like, well, I don't drive, so this, I would tell my girl like, hey baby, please turn around, I'm scared of these people. And that's what it literally felt like, to the point that we drove through a little bit and I literally like, we decided to stop and think, wait, let's just get the fuck out of this city, why the fuck are we here? And a very similar thing happened in Bristol, which is another disgusting city in the UK. We drove through, and the amount of like fucking rubbish and graffiti, it was like some weird third world ghetto country. It was so horrible to be in. There's cities in your country that are just disgusting, but if you make your perception of the entire country based on that, you are foolish. Because I can say that, yeah, look guys, the West is falling, this city's so horrible. You go 10 miles away from Manchester and you're in Cheshire, and you're in like some of the nicest part of the entire world, with some of the cleanest air quality of the entire world, some of the highest like life satisfaction and life quality in the entire world. You come over to where I live and it's like, it's so nice. There's just like happy school kids walking by, there's amazing gyms, there's amazing countryside. You go just 25, 50, 100 miles away and you're in Lake District, Peak District, you're in Wales, you're getting closer to Scotland, you go towards the Scottish Highlands, and it looks like it's out of like Lord of the Rings, where it's like vast and absolutely stunning. So it's unfair to judge a country just on the loudest city. And I think that's what happens on the internet. And I'm glad that I'm not at that like stupid level where I would go onto Twitter to, you know, argue about this. I'm not gonna lie to you, I might still do that eventually, because it's awesome for business to be very polarizing and controversial and say that the West is falling and whatever, because people just fucking lap that up. But truly, there's amazing, beautiful parts of the West, of UK, US. And I'm a little bit sad that I didn't get to see that on this trip, that I didn't get to go on like a big like hike or camping trip or something, because I think that would have been super wholesome. But the last thing was that whilst I was in Vegas, I organized a meetup for my community. So I keep mentioning it all the time. It's called Adonis School, and I do like meetups and whatever in there. And I organized two meetups on the same day. Where the first one, we met at 6 a.m. outside just to kind of like race each other and meet up and take pictures in the sunlight and everything. And we just met up for like a wholesome hour. And people literally, like a few of my guys there, like the students, they traveled for like 20, 30 hours to get there. I only only announced it with about 30 hours notice for the time we were going to meet up as well. Basically, I announced it on Saturday that, okay, tomorrow I'm going to be here at this spot. If you're local, come meet me. And some of the guys at the point of me writing the post literally got in their cars and drove for like 30 hours straight to come and meet me. And then we had like a kid who's 13 or 14 years old. We had like guys who would have been inside of my community for months and even closer to a year. And like 15 of us meet in this morning right in the middle of Vegas. And we're just having like races, like we're racing, sprinting against each other on like one of the little bridges. And it's wholesome as fuck. And the sunrise comes up and is like, you know, so beautiful. I had like other work to do, so I had to leave. And then I told everyone, come meet me at 1 p.m. So I brought everyone inside of my hotel and we end up having lunch together. Everyone's dressed up nice and stuff. We're all going like business professional, wearing shirts, handshaking each other and stuff. And we're just telling stories about like self-improvement, about our old friends that we don't really mix in with anymore. And it was just so wholesome seeing like the guys who are from the US for the first time, because this is my first time on this side of the planet, speaking to them, hearing their stories about what school is like here, what the diet's like here. And it was just really wholesome to meet my boys who are so respectable and, you know, have developed such great character. So I left on like a nice high from like seeing everyone there. And obviously I came for the school event. I met Alex Amosi, Sam Ovens, amazing entrepreneur. So the lessons that I'll take away for the entire Vegas trip, it really is that even though a lot of the times I will speak in very polarizing, extreme ways on the internet, because that's great for business, for my own personal development and for yours, just understand that like there's beauty everywhere that you go. And there's also degeneracy. There's light and dark in everywhere and in everyone. And really what matters is what you pursue and what you focus on. If all you do is focus on the dark part of your country, of yourself, of your woman, of your family, you start to foster that. You start to feed that. If you start to focus more on the light and the more beautiful parts and the happy parts, you'll foster that. You'll feed that. There was someone who spoke to Andrew Tate in a podcast, George Jenko, and he asked Andrew this question. He said, imagine we have a wolf in the darkness inside of like a cave that's completely dark, and we have a wolf in the light outside. Which wolf will survive? And Andrew Tate says, well, the wolf in the light. And George replies, no, the one that you feed. So it's just a last little, I don't know, thought-provoking question for you. Which wolf are you feeding? Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.